Blog Talk Radio.
Commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey.
Yeah.
Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, the time is at hand. Time is short. There are approximately 3.5 billion people who have yet to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and even more still need to be saved. We must value God's shifting his people to moving healing, signs, wonders, and other supernatural means to evangelize, because those means often allow us an exponential harvest at the lost or confronted by a supernatural but loving God. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 6. Now there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Not everyone is called to move in the same types of power and presence evangelism, but all are given diverse gifts. As Christians, we are responsible for sharing the faith and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ commanded us to go and take the good news to others, but he never intended for us to do so on our own strength, our own way, our own souls. John 5, verse 19 says, Then Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing for himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, the Son likewise. Jesus Christ ministered through love and truth. He loved people enough to not be concerned about his own life, as well as what people would think of him when he presented them with truth. By doing this, he put others first, or preferred them above himself. Jesus Christ was able to do this because he understood what life was truly about, heaven or hell. When we as Christians get into the presence of God, we realize what this life is really about, but often when we leave our prayer room or church, we too quickly forget what is truly important. The battle of the ages is for souls of people. The devil loves to get us so distracted by the busyness of life and various circumstances we encounter daily as we make up ineffective in this war. When we stand before God, we will have to give account of how much we fished for Him and where we place fishing for souls in our priorities. It is important to know that each of us as Christians is called to declare and share the same gospel message to all generations. God is love, and everything He does is loving. Since He has made us in His image, then that must be His plan for us too. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we must show love to our brother and sisters, then we will find others drawn to us to hear the good news. Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I pray that You will give us wisdom and understanding. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide me through the teachings of understanding of the book of Revelation. Lord, I pray that from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Your name shall be great among Your people. Let us search and try our ways and turn to You, O Lord. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto You, O Lord, in the heavens. Thou hast heard our voices. Hide not Thine ear at our breathing or our cry. O Lord, Thou hast pleaded the causes of our soul. Thou hast redeemed my life, O Lord. Thou hast seen our wrong. Judge Thou our cause in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to come before Your throne to worship You, Lord, with blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto You forever and ever. Amen. scripture for tonight will be taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3, the King James Version. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, edgy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as there also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came upon me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power.
Daily new praises we sing. There's wonderful.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We would like to announce that we have just established an online Bible college, House of Christ Bible College, at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. Once again, we are proud to announce that we have just established an online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. We encourage you to visit our Christian social work at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. We also have a Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. And in addition, we have just established a Bible college online at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry at House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, tonight's lesson will be the continuation of apostasy in the series of understanding the Book of Revelation. The five core doctrines of Christianity are God and the Divine Trinity, which can be found in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, and 1 John 5, verse 7 through 8. The deity and work of Jesus Christ on the cross, John 3, verses 14 through 21, and 1 John 5, verses 5 through 14. Humanity's sinfulness, Romans 3, verse 23, Psalm 53, verse 1 through 3. Salvation by grace alone, through faith, not through good or charitable works, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. The authority of Scripture, Matthew 24, verse 35, Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13, 2 Peter 1, verses 20 to 21, 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 to 17, and Numbers 23, verse 19. It is important that Christians are not backed into a corner, unable to answer a challenge to the faith. For example, some may question whether God is a divine Trinity because the word Trinity is not in the Bible. This word may not appear in Scripture, but the principle is taught and supported by many scriptures that illustrate this doctrine. However, Christianity is not a polytheistic belief. We serve one God who is represented as the divine family of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Colossians 2, verse 6 and 9. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Our God is not 1 plus 1 plus 1 which equals 3. Our God is 1 multiplied by 1 multiplied by 1 which equals 1. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, Lord. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. 1 John 5, verses 7 and 8. The result of apostasy in the church. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3, verse 7. This is the putrid state of the Laodicean Christian in these last days. Tragically, this type of person fills the pew of many of our churches. These Christians are prideful, arrogant, pleasure seekers. Some, at the suggestion of their blind leaders, have embraced the apostate teachings of this age are the show of tolerance and unity. Others have done so individually by personal choice. They have itching ears that run after the latest teachings, but because they do not fear God, they never apply personally the transforming truth of the knowledge and example of the only one God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Matthew 15, verse 7 through 9. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, what is a form of godliness? It means to have an outward show of religious devotion to God. The ritual, tradition, and form of worship in our services provide a show of godliness. But true godliness is Christ-likeness, of both art and deed. Without that, one is only participating in a shallow demonstration which has no saving power. What power is being denied? The power that is being denied is the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. It not only saves the Christian, but if taken up daily, will also sanctify the Christian, consecrating them as a holy vessel, one who is overcoming sin and becoming increasingly fit to continually serve the Master. To the apostate, the command to take up your cross and follow me is foolishness. They reject the idea that crucifying the flesh with its affections and lust is really necessary. The scriptures teach us that it is necessary for the transformation process of Christ's likeness to result. Some feel it doesn't take all that. Surely a loving God didn't intend for the Christian life to be so sacrificial, narrow, and restrictive. Others no longer believe that the God of the Bible should be so exclusive. He should accept other religions of the world because they are all the same anyway. The Christian must beware of falling into the carnal slumber and mindset of this present age. We must be careful not to allow the pride of knowledge this information age boasts of distract us from simple, sincere devotion to God. Some of our brightest and most charismatic Christian leaders are drawn aside by the enemy. This can happen when one begins to embrace the flattery of such an exalted position and believers in their own popularity. Some lead lives of wealth and prestige and enjoy a reputation that opens doors for them. Sometimes, without being aware of it, these leaders begin to teach human ethics and humanitarianism rather than the unadulterated and adorned gospel of Jesus Christ. These leaders have begun to speak to the natural man rather than the spirit man within. We must be very careful hearers and not allow ourselves to be so enamored with the oratorical skills of Christian personalities. If we do, we may begin to substitute for God's word the human wisdom and great flowing words of these talented men and women. The wisdom of the best and the brightest of us is less than a flicker when compared to God's matchless word. Now we received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 through 14. The spirit of error. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John 4, verse 6. The definition of error is the state of believing what is untrue, a wrong belief. Though the spirit of error causes a person to err means to misjudge from the truth, the individual many times is to blame because they are not fully submitted to the truth they have heard. The enemy capitalizes on this doubt. He baits and hooks the individual with a thought or idea that captures their imagination and gives their flesh a strategy for its own expression. James 1, verse 14 through 16 says, "But every man is tempted when his is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." A tragic example of spirit of error. Attached to a lesson is a mission statement from the internet site of Carlton Pearson. His current apostate beliefs are sincere, but sincerely wrong. The devil influenced Mr. Pearson because he second-guessed the wisdom and ways of God. He allowed human pride and short-sighted humanistic ideals blind him to the word of God. He used to be a nationally known minister and singer known for his Suzy Conference, among other notable accomplishments. However, he fell into this state of error when he began to ponder that a loving God could not also destroy a humanity that didn't exclusively believe in him. And that people were suffering all over the world, all because they didn't believe in the Christian definition of God. Believing he was somewhat carrying the world's burden, he was only relieved from this consuming weight when he realized what the church taught about God was not true. That God himself teaches something very different about himself, which is that he, the ultimate reality. Pearson's reference name to God will accept all people no matter what they believe. However, this is a lie. No matter how well-intentioned it may be, it is a lie and places Mr. Pearson in terribly eternal peril if he does not repent. Mr. Pearson has written a book that claims that everyone on earth, no matter their belief or spiritual state, is already saved by Jesus' death on Calvary. An article from Mr. Pearson's website explains his current beliefs and is included. "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." As we said before, so say I now again, If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1, verse 6 through 12. Apostasy is a sign of the rise of Antichrist. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he be as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 and 4. The growing apostasy, falling away from the faith, is a condition that will exist in the world just before the man who will be the Antichrist is revealed. The abandonment of godly views and values and the embracing of wickedness, lawlessness, outright witchcraft, and the promotion of mainstream sexual entertainment are signs that we are very near the tribulation period. Before the Antichrist comes in the form of a human vessel, the spirit of Antichrist is working to remove God's word from the hearts and minds of church and society. It is setting up a spiritual throne in the temple of humanity where it can create an atmosphere conducive to his arising. This spirit operates by thought, suggestion, and the promotion of ideas that in the think tanks of our society, the educational system, including seminaries, colleges, universities, talk shows, internet, movies, plays, and music, are the main venues for the public hearing of these views. The strongholds this spiritual propaganda creates are to be cast down by strong prayer and the exaltation of God's word. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3.
Thank you.
continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our lesson series, The Understanding of the Book of Revelation, we will continue on tonight's lesson, Apostasy. The era of the ecumenical movement. The word ecumenical, according to the Webster's New Word Dictionary and Thesaurus, the second edition, means of the Christian church as a whole, furthering religious unity, especially among Christian churches. While this may be the dictionary meaning, in practice, this word is being used in our society as a cover to include all religious belief systems. Next is a blatant example of apostasy in the church. In a show of unity, tolerance, and understanding, some Christian churches are becoming the host for mixed religious assemblies, which can include Buddhist, Islamic imams, the Muslim equivalent of a pastor, prayer leader, or a ruler, Hindus, etc. Alternative healing, meditation, and yoga sessions are also being offered at similar churches. Erroneously, this hospitality is to bring the community together and mend the differences among the faiths by helping each to understand, appreciate, and even support the other. We have already seen on certain news broadcasts community and religious leaders of Jewish, Muslims, and Christian faiths rallied together to decry some social or religious injustice. However, this is a false unity based on humanitarian peacemaking and not eternal truth. While we should be embracing an hospitable where God directs and will be glorified, His word tells us that light and dark cannot dwell together. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord at Christ with Belial? Or what part at he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement at the temple of God with idols? For ye are temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18. It is tragic that instead of us sharing Christ Jesus, the light of the world, with the sinners, we are embracing their darkness for the sake of community harmony. By this, we are helping Satan's goal to give up an option for salvation apart from Jesus Christ. The enemy is effectively neutralizing and nullifying our Lord's witness in and through the Christian community for the purpose of uniting all belief systems under himself to be worshipped as their little god. This false unity is a great whore, and the united false religion systems of the last days refers to in Revelation chapters 13 and 17. He that knoweth God. Many Christians are easily separated from steadfast faith in Jesus Christ because they do not know God's word. This word was given to mankind so that by the speaking, reading, and application of it to our lives, our spirit man would be so saturated by it that our faith would become unshakable. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5, verse 39. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they increase unto more ungodliness. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. The only defense against apostasy is the word of God abiding richly inside. The Holy Spirit ministers truth by God's word and the fruit of his own nature. We are not to get involved in verbal combat. This would destroy the reception of his word to those God is showing mercy to by even allowing them to come to a place of repentance. Brethren, if any of you do hear from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. James 5, verse 19 to 20. This means, when a person is saved by the gospel message, and lives a changed life, it prevents them from continuing to accumulate a life of sinful behavior.
Jesus is mine, oh what a fool. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. We are pleased to announce once more that we have just established an online Bible college, House of Christ Bible College, at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. And we encourage you to visit that website and take a look at it, and you can make your decision as to whether or not you would want to be a student of that teaching. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we would like to thank you for listening tonight. And if you are interested in getting more information on the lesson being taught tonight, the apostasy, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We would like to extend an invitation as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world. We would like to encourage you to join us on this journey to walk the road to salvation. For those who have not known Jesus Christ, and for those who had accepted Jesus Christ and have turned away from Him. Romans 3, verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, for the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Beloved, you can choose to serve one of these two masters, sin our God. Living in sin is deadly. Living in Christ brings eternal life. You have to ask yourself these questions. Are the pleasures from the short little life of sin worth giving up eternal life? Are the pleasures from the short-lived life of sin worth giving up eternal life for? Are you willing to suffer and pay the price for something forever that you enjoyed for a moment? Romans 10, verse 9 says, that if you confess your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Salvation is easy, and you have the power to receive it. It is as simple as making the confession and believe in your heart that God's Son Jesus Christ is Lord and our Savior, and that He is now sitting on the right hand of God. Once you have confessed and believed this, you are removing Satan's grip from your life. This means that He has no more dominion to rule you. Now that you understand the road to salvation, let's make the confession to walk in salvation. There is no special way of saying it, but you have to say it. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin. We must believe it. The gospel also offers us a person in Jesus Christ who paid our penalty and deserves to be Lord of our lives. We must receive Him. Please join me in prayer right now. Let words be your own. Don't just repeat them as if they were spiritual chants, but speak them to the personal God who loves you enough to die for you. Lord, I am a sinner. I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the Holy God. I don't want to live as a sinner anymore. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess. I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I believe that he came into this world and died for my sins, so I shall be saved. I believe that he rose from the dead and is now in heaven. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, I encourage you to find a church in your community, or if you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus.
Come to the end of our show tonight, we would like to thank you for tuning in, and as we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to encourage you to join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. For more information and requests for our lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis, R-E-V Davis. But Christ being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. God bless you, and good night.